Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market is set for a positive start to trade on Thursday. SPY futures ended around the best levels of the session with a gain of 50 points, or about a little over 0.8%. So that reflects a pretty constructive session that we saw in Northern Hemisphere markets. That wasn't without its moments, but quite tellingly, the recovery from session lows to end around highs for US markets in particular indicates that the momentum on the positive side is firmly established and has some durability. In the early part of the US session, sentiment was challenged by the news that the US Secretary of State had said that Hong Kong is no longer an autonomous state in relation to China. So this has got ramifications as far as the US line of sight in particular is concerned, and the way the US administration treats Hong Kong in particular. And to that end, it is understood that the Trump administration is preparing a response to the latest initiatives on the part of China in relation to redressing security legislation that has been the big talking point in Hong Kong. So there was a sense that perhaps this response might come earlier in the week, but this iteration on the part of the Secretary of State indicates that it is still very much front of mind for the US President Donald Trump. So the markets recovered from that slight and were able to proceed on to make new highs and finish around those levels. In fact, the S&P 500 is at its highest level in around 11 weeks. And what stood out once again as a theme, the way it was yesterday, is that the sectors that have been marked down most recently or been left behind in the rally were the most enthusiastic participants in the recovery today. So to that end, another good session for the financials. Goldman and JP Morgan were up by around 6%. Carnival Cruise Lines up by 6%. Airlines still getting good good bid at the moment. Delta was up by around 2%. Casinos have been very much front of mind for value buyers in recent times. So Wynn was up by around 2%. Gap stood out with an 18% jump overnight, indicating that investors are a little more optimistic in the outlook as far as consumer spending is concerned. So in the economic scene, as far as the US was concerned, if you were looking for a validation of that V-shaped recovery story that many investors are focused on at the moment, the Richmond Fed perhaps might bolster that argument. This measure of manufacturing activity fell sharply in April, and the rebound was quite encouraging in May. So in April, it was down by 53. It fell to minus 53, this measure, and it recovered in May to be down by minus 27. There is, of course, a long runway to play out in relation to the way these economic statistics need to continue recovering if that V-shaped story is going to take on more gravity. But still, the early signs are encouraging to those who are seeing the picture as being a glass half full one. So that being the case, we, as I said, saw the financials outperformed. That allowed the Dow to be the leading improver in the US, up by 2.2%. Tech stocks were underperformers by comparison. They only finished with a modest improvement. Just quickly, in Europe, we saw gains for the US European markets. The FTSE and the DAX were up by about 1.3%. And this is interesting in the face of what we heard from Christine Lagarde, the head of the European Central Bank, that said that a medium to severe case for the European contraction still remains in play. So that's one where the European economy is going to contract by anywhere between 8 to 12%. The mild case is out of the question in her eyes, which saw a 5% contraction. So she specifically said that's out of date. But what is interesting, again, notwithstanding that sort of conversation from the head of the European Central Bank, a very credible voice, the markets saw through that and continued to move higher. So that is again another example of that V-shaped recovery being the main thinking point as far as investors are concerned. So on the local front today, it'll be interesting to see whether or not banks continue their impressive momentum of the last day. Even though the market was marginally lower yesterday, what stood out was the performance on the part of the lenders. So today, the highlight will be the RBA Governor, Philip Lowe. He will be testifying before the Senate Select Committee on the COVID-19 crisis. So there will be this will be a forum where he will be able to speak quite widely on his views on a number of issues. So it is expected that he might actually be a little more optimistic in his outlook compared to the sort of conversations we've heard from the Governor in recent months. So that will certainly be a highlight. Business investment figures, release of the day on the economic front. The Aussie dollar pulled back a little bit because of an improvement in the greenback, but it's still consolidating around that 66 US cent mark.